Hey everybody, this is Lisa Eve with your 2-minute soul treat from lisaeve.com on this beautiful Aloha Wednesday. And today I'm going to talk about being sensitive. Being sensitive is a great thing. It's actually a gift. And why it's a gift is because you can feel things. I know that a majority of women tend to be more sensitive than men, and that's okay. It's a good thing. Being sensitive is a beautiful gift, and it's a form of your intuition in the way that it serves and guides you. Being able to feel emotions is part of how you're able to guide yourself through life. When I was younger, I used to hear all the time, "You're too sensitive, you need to toughen up." And I felt like it was a bad thing that I was sensitive. I felt like I was ashamed of being sensitive. And as I grew older, I realized that being sensitive is a way for me to discern whether or not I want to be somewhere or go and be around certain people, because my sensitivities allow me to be sensitive to energy and feelings. My sensitive gift has allowed me to feel things that maybe I hadn't been aware of when I was younger because I tried to shut it down and be stronger. But because I am sensitive, I can actually feel people's feelings. I can feel people's thoughts. And it has guided me intuitively to discern where I want to be, what time of the day I want to be somewhere, and basically how am I feeling in my energy. And I'm able to protect myself when I feel something is off. You know how when you meet somebody and you feel like their energy that might rub you the wrong way? That's because your sensitivity has alerted you to something that feels outside of what you feel inside. And so it's like your intuition is serving you and guiding you. So if you can see that the connection between being sensitive is the link to your intuition, then you won't mind being sensitive and you'll see it as a powerful gift. And there ain't nothing wrong with more gifts in our life. That's right. So I'll talk to you guys again on Friday. Have a beautiful day. Aloha.